Tanzina Vega with you today on The Takeaway. And former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama's official portraits were unveiled yesterday at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. The Obamas, who displayed African-American artwork on the walls of the White House when they lived there, chose two African-American artists for the commission: Baltimore artist Amy Sherald and New York City painter Kehinde Wiley.
The ability to be the first African-American painter to paint the first African-American president of the United States is absolutely overwhelming.
My approach to portraiture is conceptual. Once my paintings are complete, the model no longer lives in that painting as themselves. I see something bigger, more symbolic, an archetype.
The former president was clearly pleased with the results.
Amy, I want to thank you for so spectacularly capturing the grace and beauty and intelligence and charm and hotness of the woman that I love.
The two portraits will be on display at the Smithsonian Institution National Gallery of Art. President Obama's portrait will be permanently installed in the president's exhibit in the future. Isolde Brillmeyer is a scholar, curator, and assistant professor at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, and she joins me now in studio. Isolde, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So happy to have you here, because after the portraits were unveiled, there was a lot of chatter on social media, which we'll get to in a minute, but your immediate impressions when you saw the portraits?
I think I was in awe. I think I was just incredibly inspired. You know, I know the artists, I know their work, and of course, we all feel we know and sort of cherish the Obamas. But I think what was really striking was how non-traditional the portraits were. I think, you know, portraits for me and for a lot of us sort of within the art world are very much about presence and visibility. And at a time when, you know, you think sort of in terms of our political and social climate, at a time when people of color and people living below the socioeconomic line are not that visible, right? They're sort of overlooked. It was incredibly powerful to see these two portraits, these two images, and really sort of have that presence in a way established. You can also read them historically, right, and think about them in, you know, a kind of against a long field, a long line of very, very traditional portraits. And I think it was really, really significant that the Obamas, as the sort of first African-American president and first lady, selected Kehinde and Amy, two very highly regarded African-American artists. I think it says a lot.
And it was, and these were the first time that two African-American artists or two black artists have been commissioned to paint these portraits.
Right,
ever.
Right.
So that's
exactly.
Also historical.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think, you know, this is just an incredibly historic moment, and it's a break from history. I mean, just like the Obamas themselves, right? So when you look at the artists that were selected, to your point, you know, first two African-American artists selected, and just the kind of portrait that each of them produced, very, you know, just standing out from that sort of historical field.
So standing out is definitely one way we would describe it. I think there was, we'll talk a little bit about what happened on social media. So there was an immediate reaction, and as we know, Twitter in particular has a lot of fun with these things. So I think there was a crowd that said, wait, Michelle Obama doesn't look like Michelle Obama. So let's break that down. What
right.
What's that about?
Well, you know, I have my own thoughts. I think, you know, the Obamas are so accessible, and I think that's something that they really pride themselves on. So I think that in many ways we've all come to feel we know them through photographs, right? And photographs really, in many ways, for people both within and outside of the art world, stand in for the truth. So we feel we know them. We know what their image looks like. Most of us have those photographic images in our heads. So when you have a painted portrait, it's a bit different, right? There's a likeness, but you're also engaging with an artist's interpretation. So I think Kehinde's work, the likeness is very much there. to your point.
And people really took more issue with the hedge or the grass that's behind the president, and to make some funny memes. But yes,
right.
The likeness
was there. Yeah, exactly. I mean, him sitting in front of the hedge, and you know, again, there's some symbolism there as well. If you think about the White House lawn, if you think about kind of the way in which plant life sort of soften, right? You know, an image, and I think that First Lady Obama, Amy is an incredible portraitist. She has said about this portrait that for her, Mrs. Obama is a very sort of quiet, strong presence, and that's really what she wanted to capture. So there's a likeness there, but I also think that Amy as a painter is very much interested in the inner life of her subjects. I think that she's also playing with the gray space, hence I think her use of that palette, that kind of unpacking of maybe race, different sort of ways in which we think of identity. But it's a very sort of deeply internal, I think, and psychological portrait, I think, of Mrs. Obama. And I actually both of these artists, I think, really captured the kind of complexity and multi-layeredness of the Obamas that I think maybe sometimes gets lost, right, in their sort of mainstream kind of photographic depictions. So it was actually kind of refreshing.
So we know that for the two artists, this is probably going to be a big boon to their careers, but let's look at the other side, which is, I mean, the art world is historically elite and very white and very exclusionary in many ways. If you're black, brown, low income, you often don't understand or have access to this type of art. Do you see these portraits in some ways increasing that appreciation for art among communities that may not have ever, you know, experienced it or never actually seen themselves reflected in art like this?
Absolutely. These two portraits, and I think the work of these artists and many of the artists of color right now in the art world, they offer new points of entry for people. I mean, I think that portraiture is about picturing people and picturing people around us. And when you walk into a gallery or you walk into a museum and you see someone that looks like you, that's an incredibly powerful moment, a powerful kind of interaction. And I also think that, you know, we're seeing something behind the screens, and that is the artists themselves, to your point, Tanzina. So the fact that you have these incredible images and then to kind of know that you have these two wonderful African-American artists who actually created those images, you know, again, that for people to sort of see themselves in these sort of creative, you know, kind of producers, cultural producers, is also incredibly powerful. So I think it's a 360 in a way, right, for the artists. People now know Kehinde. If they didn't know him, they know Amy. And this experience has opened up a lot of possibilities, I think, for people.
I hope so. I think we'll see more of that going forward. Isolde Brynmeyer is a scholar, curator, and assistant professor at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts. Isolde, thanks so much for being here on The Takeaway.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.